You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 28th, 10 a.m. Central Coast Range, Enchanted Valley. The clunking sound of my footsteps against a plank bridge sends several small fish darting for cover. Radiating waves echo across the calm surface of the tiny side channel that crosses the muddy path in front of me. A deeply rutted trail fashioned from countless trips by former dairy farmers to tend their pasturing cows leads toward the upper reaches of this narrow coastal valley. Stagnant water in the tire tracks reflects the scalloped cloud cover of an evolving sky. Scat and footprints in the muddy trail disclose that I share this valley with deer, elk, bear, and cougar. In the creek, gelatinous clusters of eggs from breeding frogs and salamanders cling to the stems of emergent canary grass. A thick stand of young red cedars lines the shore. Dew glistens on pagoda-shaped horsetails protruding from the saturated soil. A bumblebee buzzes by close to the ground. These first bumblebees of the season are most likely fertilized queens that have spent the winter hibernating beneath fallen leaves. They have the ability to generate and retain body heat with their furry insulation, allowing them to become active earlier than most insects. Bright yellow skunk cabbage flowers are springing up on the boggy soil from clusters of rapidly growing outsized leaves. Skunk cabbage is an early bloomer. Its not so lovely perfume smells like a mixture of garlic and dead mice. This attracts cold-adapted carrion flies and beetles for pollination, as these insects attempt to feed and lay eggs on dead animals. Amazingly, these plants are able, through metabolic processes, to raise the temperatures inside their flowers, keeping the trapped insects active and comfortable. The flowers produce heat only when they are mature and ready to attract pollinators. When pollination is complete, the flowers open and cool down, allowing the insects to escape. Enchanted Valley was acquired by the Siuslaw National Forest through a land exchange in 1991. The valley floor had long ago been converted to pasture to make way for a dairy farm. Bailey Creek was ditched and straightened to prevent flooding. The Forest Service has restored the meandering creek to provide spawning habitat and a nursery for endangered coho salmon. It has been postulated that a landscape of open fields, trees, and brooks is what humans consider most beautiful because of our species' long childhood in the park-like savannas of East Africa. The biologist-philosopher E.O. Wilson has suggested that whenever people are given a free choice, they move to open, tree-studded land overlooking water in response to deep genetic memories. Enchanted Valley is a flat, silted-in arm of Mercer Lake. Perhaps Wilson's theory explains why walking through this deserted, open river valley is such a stunningly beautiful experience. After about a half mile, the trail crosses a more substantial wooden bridge and then continues up the northern edge of the valley. The hillside rising beside the trail is forested with large Sitka spruce, western hemlock, red cedar, and Douglas fir. Thickets of spindly, zigzag salmonberry branches have fresh green sprouts and reddish-purple blossoms growing from their tips. A perfectly woven cup-shaped bird's nest sits precariously on one of the slender branches. It will soon be hidden by new foliage. Although the inner downy lining has eroded away, this remarkably sturdy and well-crafted nest can easily be renovated to raise another family. The profound tranquility of the valley is disturbed by a great cacophony of chirping birds that grows louder as I continue on the trail. A large flock of pine siskins is feasting on catkins and seeds in a stand of red alders. There is an air of mystery surrounding these streaky brown relatives of goldfinches. They are highly nomadic, their movements are unpredictable, and they like to remain high in the forest canopy. Pisgah Arboretum is sponsoring a singles hike this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Come explore Mount Pisgah and the Arboretum's less traveled areas with Tom LoCascio, site manager at the Arboretum. Enjoy a roundabout tour of the west side of Mount Pisgah through valleys and oak-laden meadows. Enjoy great vistas while meeting new friends. Singles of all ages are welcome. Wear sturdy shoes and bring water and snacks. Meet at the Arboretum Visitor Center. For more information, call 747-1504. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.